On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
All the way from Los Angeles, California. Hello, Fabian Fanboy. Good morning to you. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Are you there?
Good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon to you. Of course, different time zones, different countries, different hemispheres.
Yes.
But both of us focused on one thing, and that thing is movies. Movies, the cinema.
Yeah, now, were you ever much of a Spider-Man guy, Mike?
I thought I was thinking about this because I thought I knew you were going to be talking about Spider-Man. My Spider-Man years were, I can't remember what I'm assuming that the cartoon Spider-Man came first. I had a great Spider-Man doll when I was a kid. I had a Spider-Man, Aquaman, and of all things, a Tarzan doll. But the Spider-Man and Aquaman were particularly cool. And then I seem to remember maybe a Spider-Man cartoon series. And then, of course, the Electric Company, when Spidey says...
That's kind of our generation Spider-Man.
And then that cheesy...
There was not a lot of action, but he cared about literacy.
And mystery, too. And then there was the classic real cheesy 80s, almost like... The guy, I seem to remember the guy reminded me of the guy out of BJ and the Bear... the guy that played Spider-Man
Nicholas Hammond TV show. It played in New Zealand in the 80s. It was made in the late 70s.
Okay, that's good on New Zealand, eh? And then that's where I sort of start to lose it. They keep having a go, you know. And they even did that musical, remember? Where everyone was falling off
that's
the roof.
That's right. Turn off the dark.
Turn off the dark, and we'll people and everyone just kept getting injured.
Left, right, and center.
Yeah. But
I just wanted to get some background on that because it sounds like we had a similar upbringing with Spider-Man. But then I went into the comic book phase and got well obsessed, and so I was hugely invested in Spider-Man as an 11, 12, 13, 14 year old. I thought he was the greatest thing ever. So when that first Sam Raimi, Tobey Maguire film came along, I felt like I'd been delivered everything I ever wanted. You know, I thought, well, that's it. They made a Spider-Man movie and it was good.
I want to just jump in here and just
really care that much.
I want to just jump in and say that I did like him to the extent that I went out of my way to buy the things that shot the webs out of you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those which at the time were toy. That was a great toy, you know.
Yeah.
But yes, sorry.
Checked out Pearl Jam. anyway, so my point was that I'd been satisfied on every level, but then Captain America: Civil War came out last year, in which they reintroduced Spider-Man into the Marvel Universe.
He was a bit late, though, wasn't he?
He was, but I thought they showed a real understanding for the character that none of the films had really tapped into before. That youthful exuberance and awkwardness, I was giddy when that happened in that film. So this new film is obviously a feature-length version of feature-length extrapolation of that version of the character. And I wasn't quite as giddy watching this film as I was during Spidey's moments in Captain America: Civil War. But it's a very good film.
Giddy is quite descriptive, but for those people who didn't see the Captain America film, he run us through his role in that.
Well, they've rebooted Spider-Man again. It made him very young, like he was in the comic books originally. He's a teenager, he's like 15. And in Captain America: Civil War, Tony Stark / Iron Man brought him in to help with a certain battle there. And that sort of kicks off this film, where it's about him after participating in a big Avengers throwdown in Germany. He has to go back to high school, deal with like the mundanity of his life again. The film leans into his sort of struggles with about how he is a hero and what to do to be a hero and how he can become a hero, which is something a lot of films kind of skip over, a lot of superhero films. So I thought this film really benefited from the kind of teenage angsty vibe.
So does he have? Is he having to toss up whether to be a superhero or not? Because a lot of them don't have the option.
No,
they're just like the Hulk's the Hulk, you know. You don't get the option. You have to deal with it.
Yeah, Hulk doesn't have many other career choices. But no, it's more sort of about he wants to be a hero desperately, but he doesn't quite know how to go about it. And Robert Downey Jr. shows up in this kind of mentor role and as Iron Man. And it's about, it's a coming-of-age story. It's about when you're in your teenage years, you're sort of overreaching And the filmmakers cited John Hughes as a big influence, and that you can really see that in the film, and that really works in the film. There's lots of kind of cool little teen character moments.
Well, is anybody who is currently going through puberty knows it's mental, mental, and you've got enough to deal with there, let alone being able to shoot webs out of your hands and fly through the sky and have to come up with a suit and everything.
Yeah,
you know. And not upset your elderly grandparents.
Yeah, well, Marissa Tomei's Aunt May in this, so she's the hottest Aunt May ever.
I was going to say.
And yeah. there's a good supporting cast. There's cool actors show up in small roles. Donald Glover shows up in a cameo that has a large amount of significance for fans of the comic book, particularly the Ultimate version. And Michael Keaton as the bad guy. It's a totally ridiculous bad guy. He's basically playing a serious version of Birdman. Another character he played, but he sells it, and he's like, not a lot of people can really sell that kind of ridiculous character, and so I really enjoyed Michael Keaton. Tom Holland, the young British actor who plays Spider-Man, clearly has an agile overall quality that you can sort of, he's trying to put some performance into the moments when you can't see his face, and sort of some consistency with the movement. And that kind of works in something we haven't.
We sort of have to because you can't see his face. You know, it's something.
Well, before they just would chuck the stunt double in there, but because Tom Holland can do backflips and is live and starred in Billy Elliot the musical on stage, he can sort of, you know, get his Spider-Man on more so than.
I wouldn't have necessarily connected Billy Elliot and Spider-Man.
Have you guys seen the footage of him dancing at the MTV Movie Awards to Rihanna's Umbrella?
I have not. Spidey moves.
If any of you out there are on a computer, Google Tom Holland and
after the show.
Yeah, after the show, and MTV Movie Awards opening ceremony. It's batty. The man can move. It's crazy.
Well, he's a ballet dancer. Yeah. You know, I like the idea of this kid being a superhero.
What happened to isn't he supposed to be just a science obsessed nerd?
A little bit, but he's.
You know,
also,
I don't remember ballet dancer coming into the equation. It's quite nice that it is.
No, I mean Tom Holland is a ballet.
Oh, right.
Ballet, and it informs his performance greatly. No, he's already enough of a nerd in the movie. They're not going to make him a ballet dancer as well. Crying out loud.
Love interest. There's a love interest, obviously.
Yeah, but it's kind of played. There's more of a sort of look to the future with the love interests in this film. But the supporting characters are really great, and I it didn't kind of turn me inside out the way I might have hoped it would, but. No complaints about this film at all. And yeah, I spoke to the director and Tom Holland, both very nice people who seem to care about Spider-Man and the responsibilities and all that stuff.
Good. That's good. Did you say that's good?
I wanted to give some personal reassurance that the filmmakers care. Yes.
Great stuff. All right. And now how's it been treated? How's it been reviewed? Is it sort of over there? Because I mean, I find it quite odd that they've gone and redone the whole thing again. Like, I mean, does this mean that all those characters will just get someone else doing to Iron Man eventually, and someone else doing bloody the Hulk, and you know, what? Just
it does highlight Hollywood's reboot enthusiasm a bit, this film, but the fact it's kind of justified in the sense that this is bringing Spider-Man into the grander Marvel universe, which the Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire films were not part of, which is to say that a lot of what makes Spider-Man great is seeing him bounce off against people like Captain America and Spider-Man and Iron Man, and so this reboot has that going for it. But yeah, it's the third Spider-Man in like 10 years, which you can't help but look at a little cynically. But the film is not trying to be all things to all people. It's actually kind of smaller than most of these films. It's trying to be a bit more personal, and so they kind of... The Amazing Spider-Man, the Andrew Garfield films, tried to have everything in the kitchen sink plus nine other things, and they're not doing that.
No, they're boring.
So it's a bit more respectful towards the character, yeah.
All right, my friend. Well, you have a lovely weekend, and thank you very much. Lovely to talk to you again. Speak again this time next week.
Cheers, Mike.
Thank you, Fabian Fanboy from Hollywood.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
There you go, that's the Spider-Man theme. Who was playing that Spider-Man theme? Give me a call, 309-3879, if you get the answer correct. Right now, you will win yourself a couple of burger-fueled USA burgers. So Spider-Man, of course, American As, and of course, that band, American As. So what's the answer, of course, is? The answer, of course, is?
The Ramones.
The Ramones. Hey. It was the Ramones. What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Undoubtedly the Ramones. I saw it in my head, and I don't know if it was a proper word. Do you know me do that? So,
yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Life, eh? So
I
weird.
I do that, especially when you're not here. I spoonerize everything.
What, just because you can?
No, just because my brain stops.
Do I
working.
Keep you in check for your spoonerisms?
I think so. I think there's a bit of yin and yang going on.
What's your name, caller?
It's Nikki.
Nikki, congratulations. Please hold the line.
Thank you very much.
BFM News.
Atamari, good morning, ko alisua toko ingoa, ko te waru karaka, it's 8 o'clock. Forest and Bird are thrilled by a Supreme Court decision to protect conservation land in the Hawke's Bay from being flooded for an irrigation project. The Department of Conservation and the Hawke's Bay Regional Council were attempting to exchange the area for farmland to allow the Ruatani Whare Dam to be built. Forest and Bird CEO Kevin Haig says the land is home to many native species, including karerea, the New Zealand falcon, fern birds, reptiles and bats.
So it's actually a pretty special piece of the conservation estate, and to have lost this one and had it flooded, lost forever, purely for a commercial purpose would have been an absolute tragedy.
The council has spent $20 million developing the dam, which would be New Zealand's largest irrigation project if it went forward. Claims of a mental health crisis due to underfunding has been sent to the Ministry of Health following news of a patient living in a secure unit for more than a decade. The letter outlines concerns over patients being assessed in prisons rather than hospitals and other violations of rights. Canterbury psychiatrist Dr. Perry Renison claims no purpose-built facility for forensic mental health service patients has led to assaults. The government denies a crisis and has outlined plans for a new national service for high-needs patients. US President Donald Trump warns North Korea of a severe response after the country's long-range missile test. On Tuesday, Pyongyang fired an intercontinental ballistic missile with potential to hit the US state of Alaska. Trump, who was now in Warsaw, Poland, to meet with Polish Prime Minister Andrzej Duda, says other nations should challenge North Korea's bad behavior. The US and its ally Japan have already stepped up military drills and fired missiles into the Sea of Japan. A construction boom in India has created a black market sand mining industry. The rise in construction has created a demand for concrete, which uses sand as a critical ingredient. A shortage of legal sand has led to organised criminal activity in order to source the construction industry's requirements. Criminals are breaking the law by taking sand from beaches, riverbeds and hillsides. The crime is highly profitable, with the value of sand in India nearly matching the value of gold. Scientists discover a toxic chemical compound on the surface of Mars that will wipe out living organisms. This has dispelled the hunt wipe out living organisms. This has dispelled the hunt for extraterrestrial life on the surface of Mars, and scientists are instead turning to drilling into Mars in search of life. Planetarian scientist Andrew Coates says, with the ExoMars rover, we will drill to retrieve and analyze samples from up to 2 meters under the surface, and the ExoMars rover will be sent to Mars in 2020 in search of alien life. And that's the news.
Well, I mean, if there's this toxic thingamajigger up there, then but what the
Elon Musk will be gutted.
Oh, just toxic to any life. Is that what you said? Toxic to life? Just toxic to life. Toxic to life. Is that what you said?
Toxic to life. Yes, I believe that's what Ali said.
Toxic to life.
There is toxic on Mars. They're still searching for life.
Oh, okay. So it's not covering the whole surface or anything. Imagine every other planet was covered in toxic.
Just covered in it.
Just toxicized. Which was the one that rains diamonds? Is that Venus? I'm not joking. Seriously.
Is that really highly pressurized carbon or something?
Yeah.
Far out.
Rains diamonds, man.
Which planet?
I think it's Venus.
Oh,
if only there was an astrophysicist in town this weekend. Oh, he'd be able to tell us all about it.
It's the 95 BFM Surf Report. It's going off.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the final time, we say good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Mikey.
After an amazing amount of commitment and passion, Mike, we wish you goodbye. This is your final surf report, and it's a thankless task, isn't it?
It's pretty rewarding talking to you every morning, Mikey.
Oh, look, you can still you can still ring up and talk to me. You can still.
You just don't have to write out the surf report every morning. We're saving you from emailing us.
Yeah, that side of it's not that bad. It's all for the surf.
For the surf, brother. Hey, all right, Mike. Well, we've got a special song for you that you've chosen yourself after your report, but I'll leave you to report.
Yeah. So there's still a little bit of swell today. We've got a dribbly 1 to 2 foot of combination swell on the east coast. By all accounts, it's actually a little bit bigger further north, so maybe a bit of south angle in that swell. So if you can probably get north of Mangawai or out to the Coromandel, you probably get a little bit more juice than around the Auckland beaches. I've got a moderate westerly offshore wind, so yeah, surface conditions on the east side are pretty damn good. Low tide at 11:55 a.m. I've just given it a 3 out of 10, but like I say, if you head to the north or out to the Coro, then there's probably some decent waves on the east side. The west coast is all right today. We've got 2 to 4 foot of swell, and it's actually two swells. We've got a northwesterly wind swell, that's the shorter period element, and then a building long period swell from the southwest.
Oh, like a multi-swell.
Yeah, a multi-swell. Combination swell, we call it. Light onshore westerly breezes. So surfable, but not the greatest surface condition you'll ever see. High tide will be at 8:45 a.m, low tide at 3:05 p.m. 4 out of 10 on the west side.
All right, Mike. Thank you very much, and for your service and your diligence here to 95 BFM. We applaud you. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. This is Shemena, the news director here. I just want to say big thank you for waking up at the crack of dawn every morning and emailing me the surf report.
No worries. It's a pleasure.
Always welcome up here at BFM, Mike. Thank you very much, my friend. And you don't want to tell us why you chose the song?
I chose the song because the album just reminds me of doing dawn sessions, driving to the beach back in the day when I used to be able to go to the beach first thing in the morning. If you're driving to the beach right now, it'd be a good one to listen to.
Hey, thank you, Mike. Lots of love from us.
Cheers.
Cheers, man. Bye-bye. Crack your dawn.
know exactly how to.
Victim. Thou shalt not worship pop idols or follow lost prophets. Thou shalt not take the names of Johnny Cash, Joe Strummer, Johnny Hartman, Desmond Decker, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix or Sid Barrett in vain. Thou shalt not think any male over the age of 30 that plays with a child that is not their own is a paedophile. Some people are just nice. Thou shalt not read NME. Thou shalt not stop liking a band just because they become popular. Thou shalt not question Stephen Fry. Thou shalt not judge a book by its cover. Thou shalt not judge Lethal Weapon by Danny Glover. Thou shalt not buy Coca-Cola products. Thou shalt not buy Nestle products. Thou shalt not go into the woods with your boyfriend's best friend, take drugs and cheat on him. Thou shalt not fall in love so easily. Thou shalt not use poetry, art or music to get into girls' pants. Use it to get into their heads. Thou shalt not watch Hollyoaks. Thou shalt not attend an open mic and leave as soon as you've done your shitty little poem or song, you self-righteous prick. Thou shalt not return to the same club or bar, week in, week out, just because you once saw a girl there that you fancied that you're never going to fucking talk to. Thou shalt not put musicians and recording artists on ridiculous pedestals, no matter how great they are or were. The Beatles were just a band. Led Zeppelin, just a band. The Beach Boys, just a band. The Sex Pistols, just a band. The Clash, just a band. Crass, just a band. Minor Threat, just a band. The Cure were just a band. The Smiths, just a band. Nirvana, just a band. The Pixies, just a band. Oasis, just a band. Radiohead, just a band. Block Party, just a band. The Arctic Monkeys, just a band. The Next Big Thing, just a band. Thou shalt give equal worth to tragedies that occur in non-English speaking countries as to those that occur in English speaking countries. Thou shalt remember that guns, bitches and bling were never part of the four elements and never will be. Thou shalt not make repetitive generic music. 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 Thou shalt not pimp my ride. Thou shalt not scream if you want to go faster. Thou shalt not move to the sound of the wickedness. Thou shalt not make some noise for Detroit. When I say hey, thou shalt not say ho. When I say hip, thou shalt not say hop. When I say he, say she, say we, say make some noise. Kill me. Oh, I forgot where I was. Hang on. Thou shalt not quote me happy. Thou shalt not shake it like a Polaroid picture. Thou shalt not wish your girlfriend was a freak like me. Thou shalt spell the word Phoenix P-H-E-O-N-I-X, not P-H-O-E-N-I-X, regardless of what the Oxford English Dictionary tells you. Thou shalt not express your shock at the fact that Sharon got off with Brad at a club last night by saying, "Is it?" Thou shalt think for yourself. And thou shalt always kill.
We'll be right back.
Breakfast with Mikey Havoc. Thanks to Burger Fuel.
Thanks.
Raw, beautiful, with a touch of insanity. 95 BFM present the live return of Kieran J. Callanan.
Nobody gonna leave tonight. Just another song about drugs.
Callanan's live show brings an intensity, a mania, and a total abandonment, making you wonder if the same thing exists inside you.
Live, it's a landslide, there's a river of souls.
95 BFM, Banished Music and Under the Radar presents Kieran J. Callanan's Bravado Tour, Thursday, July 20 at the King's Arms. Tickets from Under the Radar, new album Bravado, available June 9th.
Old Fort Sessions presents Vishwa Mohan Bhatt and Sargam Fusion Band tonight at Dorothy Winstone Theatre. The unique Sargam Fusion Band are joining forces with Grammy Award-winning Indian slide guitarist Vishwan Mohan to deliver one evening of mesmerizing music, 1 hour classical, 1 hour mind-boggling world fusion. Don't miss Vishwa Mohan Bhatt and Sargam Fusion Band tonight at Dorothy Winstone Theatre, 16 Howe Street. For tickets or more information, contact Basant 09 626 2646 or visit Old Fort Bar and Eatery, Chancery.
Millennials. Let me tell you, it's not just avocados, though that is infuriating. It's all the bloody reading books, isn't it? Learning's valuable for its own sake. Makes me sick. Get a job, hippie.
Some people might not value education, but the University of Auckland sure does, to the tune of $6,000 with their summer research scholarships. Search the 650 projects on offer at summer.ac.nz. Applications close July 30th.
Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Oh, howdy, Doc.
Ni hao, ni hao.
Oh, hi, welcome to the studio. Welcome
Thank
to
you.
The, welcome to the show.
Thank you. You're peppy today. Did you not go to bed at all?
But not really. What are we talking about?
We're talking about a musical instrument.
I'm just excited. We're talking about musical instruments. We're talking about music. It's my favourite topic.
Music.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a good topic.
We think we know music, but we've barely scratched the surface.
Well, you know, when you love it, it's good to nerd out on it. So I want everyone to sit down on a chair and spread your legs.
Yep.
And we're doing the cello.
Oh, good segue.
You know, it's just sitting there, kind of nestled between your legs, and you're holding it.
Like a big awkward lover.
Yeah, it's kind of...